California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney to porn actress Stormy Daniels, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges that he allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients, failed to pay taxes, and lied in bankruptcy court. His trial is set to begin on June 25th. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a three-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left a Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the sixth round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch-long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43, and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by HomeAdvisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest level for the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The high gasoline prices are being blamed on a number of refineries switching to the more expensive summer blend, and the cost of crude oil this week hit $20 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest prices.
Average gas prices up 4.4 cents per gallon in the U.S. in the last week and currently stand at $2.89 per gallon. That's the highest tally of 2019.
While the national average is $2.89, motorists in California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney to porn actress Stormy Daniels, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges that he allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients, failed to pay taxes, and lied in bankruptcy court. His trial is set to begin on June 25th. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a three-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left a Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the sixth round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I have the weather for this week. Tonight, we have a 100% chance of rain and a low of 48. Going into Tuesday, the precipitation percentage drops down to 20% with a high of 67 and a low of 49. Wednesday, we're seeing a high of 53 and a low of 41. And then Thursday and Friday, back to showers.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Join us as we bring to life the pages of Hunterdon County. We will explore the incredible people, places, and businesses that are interwoven into the fabric of our community by discussing the trends, events, what's happening, when, and why it's important to you. Curate by Devin LeCompte, Keelan Latman, Sotheby's International Realty explores the best of Hunterdon County living. Hello, and welcome to our second episode of Curate. I am Devin LeCompte, your host and guide as we explore the finest of Hunterdon County living. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to @DevinBLeCompte to learn more about each week's episodes. Now, without further delay, let's get started. I have Danielle Hunt of Panache Salon and Day Spa here with me today. Hi, Danny. Thank you for coming. Oh, there you go. Oh, now you can talk.
There we go. Hey, how are you, Devin? Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Danielle runs a successful salon and spa located in Reddington Township, White House Station, to be specific, to provide some insight and explanation as to why we chose to have Danielle here today is, well, because Panache celebrated their 37th year in business.
Yes.
Here at their original location on Route 22 in White House. The business is customer service oriented and ensures every point of contact with their client is done to the highest degree of excellence, from first steps through the door to when you leave. It is their goal to make you feel pampered. To do this, Panache technicians not only undergo thorough in-house training before being placed on the floor, they are constantly perfecting their craft through educational opportunities provided by the salon. To further their customer-first mentality, Panache seeks out local charities to give back to and encourages community involvement. It has been a guaranteed recipe for success for Panache, the talented professional staff with a front desk team that exudes personal service and a flair for accuracy. You truly have established a winning combination.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great little synopsis of the business.
Yeah. As long as I've known you, customer service has always been paramount at Panache, it seems like.
Yes. That's something I actually myself, about 5 years ago, went out to Cleveland for a customer service kind of seminar and education. So I actually have, I guess, a certification in customer service from a 4-day kind of like a retreat. We were in class all day with a person named John DeJulius, who he calls himself this, you know, the starter of the customer service revolution, to really kind of kickstart it in all industries. He's worked with other companies, large companies like Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, things like that.
Wow.
So it was a great week for me, one-on-one training with him.
Now, what is your role within Panache?
So I am one of the general managers. My mother is the owner for 37 years. This is kind of her, I like to call it her firstborn was the business. 37 years is a long time she's been doing this. She's by trade a hairstylist herself. It's something that she fell in love with when she was a kid. And, you know, I don't think she ever anticipated to grow into, you know, as big as it became with a full day spa. We have nearly 30 employees any given day. You know, we're constantly growing. We just hired another wonderful woman this past week, actually. So it's been, you know, I think sometimes probably a whirlwind for her. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it and kind of continue on the legacy with my mom.
That's excellent. So what is some of the history with Panache? If she started this almost 40 years ago now, it has to have a great story.
Yeah. So she actually started out when she was a kid going to, if she was good and she, you know, she got her room clean, she was able to go with her mother to get, you know, my grandmother got her hair done. And so it became one of my mom's first jobs, was sweeping hair at that little same salon that my grandmother went to. And then, you know, you fast forward quite a few years later, it was actually one of the first salon that she purchased. The owner, you know, she wasn't really looking for it. And the owner said if he was going to kind of either close his doors or sell, she was kind of the only person she'd look to sell that to. And he said, this, I don't want much. I just want you to make it a success. And, you know, in my personal opinion, she really did do that.
Definitely. Is that where you guys are now?
That was actually up the road a little bit on Route 22, closer to like the Reddington, now it's called the Reddington Diner location. And then in 1982, I believe it, or no, 1985, my parents, I believe it was, bought the current location, the building, and put the salon downstairs. And we actually lived upstairs. It's where I was brought home from the hospital.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So my, you know, what was my playroom as a child is now the office that I get to go to every day, which I always think is really fun. It just kind of adds to our overall mentality as a business is we want people to feel like a guest in our home. And for me, that has a whole other meaning because it was my home. But also it's, you know, the employees included, it is my second family, the clients, the employees, our whole team, you know, we're all looking to make each other better every day. And that's just, it's home. It's home to me.
That's amazing. So you mentioned employees. A lot of people will say that that can be one of the hardest parts of running a business. Mm-hmm. How do you guys manage your employees and how do you work with them? And what I mean, I think that is what sets you guys apart mm-hmm. from a lot of the other salon and spas within our community. Can you speak on
that? Yeah. So we have some, you know, we feel, like I said, we hired last week. So we've got people that have, you know, just starting out what I hope to be a long career with us, and to people that have been with us 35 years. One of our employees, again, it is family, that she's actually my godmother as well. She's one of our managers. So, you know, the kind of longevity with that, I 100% give kudos to my mom. She's, you know, just a very understanding person. And I think we all have to recognize, especially, right now it is all women that work for us. We've had a couple of men over the years as well. But you know, being a woman and a working woman is difficult. So there's, you know, there's family changes, there's children, there's things are going to go on. We have somebody out on maternity leave right now. And, you know, my mom's always made it a point to be extremely, aware of the fact that everyone's going to have different things coming along in their lives. And, you know, it's, again, if the business can't succeed without happy employees, and happy employees don't want to work for a business that's not succeeding. So it's kind of, you know, what's going to work best is essentially what's going to be the best for everybody involved.
Absolutely. No, that's very well said, Danny. We're going to break off for our first commercial break, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes right after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hello, and welcome back to Curate, Episode 2. We have in studio with us today Danielle Hunt from Panache Salon and Day Spa. Again, Danny, thank you for joining us. Before we left on the break, we were discussing some of your employees and a question that leads into, since you did just have somebody join you guys, how do you go about recruiting and are you hiring?
I like to call our hiring process a rolling, kind of like college is a rolling application. I do it like rolling it, you know, rolling applications for the business. You know, I think it's at any time somebody could come along that may be just a perfect fit, whether, you know, certainly their skill set, as far as their quality of services that they can offer, or, you know, if they're just a great personality or a great person, you know, skills are something that we, irregardless of what someone comes to us with, we dive into. We do a lot of, we're involved, I'm involved with the local schools, so the Hunterdon County Polytech system, both the high school program, the adult program. I went to the adult program myself, so I got my cosmetology license a couple years ago. I'll take a couple of our newer, younger stylists who maybe have just recently gone through the high school program, whether it be here at Hunterdon Central or at the Somerset County Votech. We're going to a job fair there coming up in a couple of weeks and bringing up one of our graduates from that program. So they get to give back to the community as well as we do as a business, with the goal of kind of We go in, we do a demonstration, whether it be a highlighting or a blowout or a manicure service, and kind of get the students involved to see what they could essentially potentially have a career, whether it be with us or, you know, if we're not the salon that they choose. But it's such a wonderful industry, so it's a great way for us to kind of get involved with the schools and certainly recruit as well.
That's wonderful. So all of your technicians, as I mentioned earlier, are professionally trained, and then you do a lot of in-house training as well, if I'm...
Yes. Okay. So we obviously, in the state of New Jersey, everyone does need to have a cosmetology license for every service, essentially, to touch another person or a consumer. So that's the first kind of the hardest part, you know, getting into the industry is for someone to get their proper training and go to the schooling. And when they come out, everyone's, you know, going to have their, we call them light bulb moments, whether, you know, whether it's with hair or nails or whatever services or both or all, you know, facials that they're learning to do. We do our own advanced education, whether, you know, we do have our own procedures and things that we personally have, and we need them to know kind of, you know, I guess you call it the panache way of how we do things. Our training does include our customer service training that I go through with them. And then as far as technical services, everyone goes through, if they come in and they've got previous experience, they kind of test out. Or if they're looking to do a new service, there's weeks of training with us. With some of our advanced stylists and nail technicians, same things for facials and eyelash extensions. It's definitely something that we're a little bit more strict on than a lot of other places in the area. You know, we will not allow someone to get launched for any service if we don't feel 100% confident and that we would stand behind them as our company and as our brand, that they're going to give the correct service, whether it be, you know, the overall experience and certainly the quality of the actual service performed to be at the best.
What are some of these services? You just mentioned a few, but would you feel comfortable going in and talking about the breadth of
everything,
services
yeah.
that you offer?
So I'll start off with our hair salon. We do everything from obviously color and cutting, conditioning treatments. We have a full retail line of wonderful hair care products as well. We just recently, earlier this year in 2019, took a course on hair extensions. So that's something that, again, we're not ready to launch because we were looking to really perfect that service. But we're looking to dive a little bit into that over the, you know, the course of the remainder of the year. Upstairs in our day spa, we offer nail care services, regular nail polish, shellac, gel. We do that. Everything we do on the hands, we can do on the toes. We have a gorgeous pedicure room with three little, you know, I call them our thrones to sit up in. And then in our back treatment rooms, we do massage. We do eyelash extensions, waxing, and facials. And we actually just recently in the month of April launched our new DermaGlow facial, which is essentially a cupping facial, similar to a cupping that athletes, get done. And but I always... you know, kind of clarify, it's a gliding plastic cup, so there's not going to leave any marks, but that's kind of the newest trend in a facial service and something that our estheticians got certified in. Again, did our, you know, month or 2 months of going through the procedures and practicing, and it's been something that our guests have really, really jumped on board with and seen some great results from.
That's fantastic. Now, is it wedding season? We're in May.
I
think it would be.
It is.
You offer bridal.
Yes. We do offer bridal. I am actually the bridal coordinator as well. So we do everything, hair and makeup. We travel to the brides, to their home, to their wedding location, or they can come to us and, you know, the morning of their big day. We actually, you know, I think in the last week or so, I've gotten, you know, 8 or 9 contacts from brides booking anything up from like this coming, you know, 2 weeks in May up to 2020. So we are, you know, we do book pretty far in advance. Wedding season is here. It hit me last week.
I love it when you talk about weddings because yes. your face just lights up.
Yes.
Before we were on air, we were discussing it briefly and your face really does light up. You can tell that it is something that you're
yeah.
passionate about
Thank
and you.
You
love working with these women, getting them ready for their big day.
I do. It's really cool. It's really cool to kind of sit down and, I hope that I'm helpful to them. You know, I think that a lot of the times there's so much going on with wedding planning. I've had quite a few friends getting married over the last couple of years, and it's definitely overwhelming. So if there's any way that I can kind of alleviate any of that and just give them like a little bit of a we call it our beauty schedule of who's going to get what when, and just kind of make sure like they don't have to even stress about that. Just let me know who needs what. We get it all mapped out. I work with them through the process, and I, you know, hopefully it's just one less thing that they have to kind of keep on their mind to know that, you know, panache's got the hair and makeup covered.
Are we noticing any new bridal trends that are coming about this year?
Big thing would be our eyelash extensions. That's something that a lot of brides are opting to do, you know, more traditional or more, well, over the last couple of years, the strip lashes have been a popular option, but diving into the, we personally offer Nova Lash, but the actually permanent eyelash extensions is something that, you know, brides can have certainly for their wedding day. And then if they're leaving right on their honeymoon, they still have these perfect, gorgeous lashes that, you know, honeymoon, so oceans, everything.
It's not just the wedding that we're trying to prepare for. It's the week after
the wedding
as well.
Season. I like to think, you know, people celebrate their birthdays for a month. Why not do it for your wedding?
Absolutely. We are going to move into our second commercial break. We're going to have some news, be back with the weather, and then more from Danielle about Panache Salon and Day Spa.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43 and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by HomeAdvisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest level for the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The high gasoline prices are being blamed on a number of refineries switching to the more expensive summer blend, and the cost of crude oil this week hit $20 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest prices.
Average gas prices up 4.4 cents per gallon in the U.S. in the last week and currently stand at $2.89 per gallon. That's the highest tally of 2019.
While the national average is $2.89, motorists in California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney to porn actress Stormy Daniels, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges that he allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients, failed to pay taxes, and lied in bankruptcy court. His trial is set to begin on June 25th. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than four out of every five tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers: Infinity War. At last count, Avengers: Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a three-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left the Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the sixth round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
So we are back with the weather. Tonight is 100% chance of precipitation. A low of 46 degrees, some 5 to 10 mile per hour winds, and a quarter of an inch of rain. Tuesday, we will be cloudy with a 20% chance of rain, high of 71, low of 50. Wednesday is going to be a high of 56, a low of 50. And Thursday and Friday will be 90% chance of PM thunderstorms with a high in the low 70s and lows in the low 50s. Hello, and welcome to our second episode of Curate. I am your host, Devin LeCompte, and I have Danielle Hunt here in studio with us today. Danny, before we left for the last break, we were discussing some of the services that you offer and the bridal services that you guys are doing.
Yeah, we were. Yes, bridal season is in full swing at this point, so it's been fun, though.
So do you offer any specials this time of year that our listeners should be aware of?
We do. So right now, every month, monthly, we offer different specials. We know Mother's Day is coming, so we'll definitely have some offerings for that, whether it be gift cards or services or packages, as well as we do have April's ending now, but for the month of April, we were highlighting the Derma Glow facial, the cupping facial that I mentioned earlier, so that's something we're doing. Usually, our specials are always going to be something that's kind of promoting a new service or a new technician or a new beauty professional that we are looking to focus and highlight on, or any specific holiday or season, or just, scented pedicure, something fun and different to kind of intrigue people.
And how do we find out about what's currently going on at Panache and what specials and what promotions you're doing, or even what services you offer? And more importantly, how does somebody book with you guys?
We have our website, panachespa.com is our website. We also do have our own app, which is something we developed about 3 years ago now. It's really picking up some steam. Our guests can book online via the app for select services. All the pricing is on the app and our website. We do also have a staff page that showcases some of the portfolios of our technicians, whether they're hair or makeup, bridal and prom looks or nail art, things like that. Our app kind of really showcases all that. There's also a little scratch off where you could enter to win, a service savings or discount. And our specials are located on both the website and the app always as well.
And what's the address for the website?
PanacheSpa.com.
Perfect. And what about phone contact information and location? Could we touch on that as well? And I will provide this on our Facebook Live app as well, or
sure.
Video.
Sure. So we are on Route 22 in White House Station, New Jersey. The address is 491, kind of in between the Bishop's Grocery Store Plaza as well as the King's Grocery Store Plaza. We're on the same side of 22, kind of nestled away in there. And our phone number is 908-534-4602. And that's certainly one of the easiest ways to make an appointment is via phone as well. We're always there.
What are your hours? You're always there.
Well, so Mondays we're there for the offices and the phones. It's a day that we are closed for services. From 9 to 3, though, we are there answering the phones. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are open for services as well as, obviously, the phones from 9 to 9.
Wow.
9 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is a great perk. A lot of people love after work. We've got those late hours so we can still accommodate, you know, everybody in the community. Fridays are 9 to 7 and Saturdays 8 to 3.
Okay, yeah, those are fantastic. You can definitely get in there whenever you need to. So we mentioned earlier in the show community involvement. Mm-hmm. I know you personally are involved with a lot of aspects of Hunterdon County. I believe at the salon you had recently run a charity, was it a shoe drive that you did?
Yeah, over the years I've done shoe drives. I've done a book, children's book drives, things like that. Is something, you know, when I have the time and the flexibility in my schedule, it's something that I'm passionate about. I'm a big believer that everybody, especially in Hunterdon County, is looking to give in whatever aspect or capacity that they can. So whether I did, when I do the shoe drive or the children's book drive, it's just a way, you know, I have too many pairs of shoes, or I have things laying around my house that, you know, there's nothing quite wrong with them, but I'd love to donate. So those types of things are something that's near and dear to my heart. If I can find a way to provide an outlet for people to donate, I'd love to do that. And then as far as our business is concerned, Panache is very active in our community as far as donations for our client base, whether it be, you know, someone's child's cheerleading team or dance team or football team or lacrosse team or, you know, their band practices or anything. We donate to their pamphlets and or their, you know, raffle prizes for the events. You know, whatever we can do, we really try to help our community. We know that we wouldn't be where we are today without the community.
That's excellent. It's your passion to give back is, you know, it's nice, and it's not something that we see everywhere. But I think that's one of the beautiful things about Hunterdon County is we always try to come together and help each other.
Absolutely.
And work together for the greater good.
It's such a great place to live and to work. I've actually recently moved to Somerset County, kind of, but I still, you know, Hunterdon County is near and dear to my heart. It always will be. It's something that I'm passionate about making, you know, a better place in every way that I can.
So what are your favorite aspects about the local community here? Being that you did grow up in Hunterdon, mm-hmm. do you have any tips or suggestions on an insider's point of view?
Insider's point of view to Hunterdon. I mean, I'm a little biased. I went to Hunterdon Central myself. I'm a big fan of that school. I personally had a great experience. I was part of the athletic program. I took some of their courses. I actually took a radio class there. I took a TV class there. Oh, I just feel like it, you know, doors are wide open in this community for students. And then, you know, I actually just last week took an adult cooking class at the Polytech building, which I just thought it's just really cool. Something different to do. A friend and I signed up and, you know, it's something certainly fun. We learned a lot. We laughed a lot. It's just what a great community that offers something like that.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that. And that's also now where you are participating as a manager for the Polytechs.
The Polytech, I actually, right. There's they have board meetings, essentially. I'm not on the board, but I do dive in. I think it's quarterly. They have meetings, and I go and just kind of represent the salons as a manager of a salon, what we're looking for the students, how we can help engage the students, gain more, you know, interest in the industry as a whole, whether it be, you know, from the school systems, the curriculum. We touch on points of the curriculum, trends and things that are coming, just so that we can kind of be on the same page with what we're looking for from the students. And it's been a great opportunity to get to know the teachers as well and kind of have that relationship so we can plan together and I can look to come into the classrooms. And for this fall, we're looking to set up a day actually for the cosmetology students to come and do like a tour and a shadow and kind of get a feel because, you know, it's one thing to, you know, be interested in the industry, but to actually see yourself doing it as a high school student, they're young. They're in high school. You know, they have so much ahead of them. You know, it's hard to say, you know, if they're going to fall in love with it. So every little bit of insight that we can give them or that we could provide is something that we like to try to do.
Yeah, my stepmother told me once that we have to make some of the largest life decisions when we are at our earliest stages mm-hmm. in our life. So that is something that's interesting. I mean, being 16, 17 years old and deciding, you know, what your career choice is for your future. That's great that they can come in and really get that hands-on and one-to-one type of experience within your salon.
The Polytech program does a great job of giving the students that opportunity because without that, it breeds certainly the interest, but also it gives them the opportunity to practice and to learn and to dive into, their both aspects. There's certainly the doing the services and, doing hair is something that's really fun and really creative, but there is also a school and a studying aspect as far as the sanitization and the diseases. And there's a lot that the students have to learn to pass the state boards. So it kind of shows them that, as much fun as this is, there's also a lot of hard work and you have to be really knowledgeable and understand that you are touching other people in our community. And, you do have a lot of responsibility that comes with that cosmetology or esthetician or massage license.
That's very true. We do have to go to our last commercial break right now, but we will be back shortly after these messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 2 of Curate. I'm your host, Devin LeCompte. We are discussing all things Hunterdon County, and today I have with me Danielle Hunt from Panache Salon and Day Spa. Hi, Danny. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Devin.
So earlier in the show, we've touched on quite a few things so far. The history of your salon, some of the services that you offer, bridal, some careers, et cetera. But let's jump back to services because that's primarily why you're here.
Yeah,
why you have a business is the services that you offer. Mm-hmm. So we said hair, nails, eyelash extensions.
Yes.
You are a spa, so you offer massages and facials as well. Actually, very interesting, before we came into the studio today, one of the other members that was here in the building with us was asking you what the difference between a salon and a spa is. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah, so certainly a lot of salons can offer additional services like waxing and nails, and it's all kind of in one main atmosphere. We really wanted to separate ourselves a little bit, and so in our location, the hair salon is downstairs. We have one main entrance down in the downstairs as well, and then upstairs is our day spa. So we like to kind of have two different atmospheres going on. You know, downstairs we've always got kind of a little bit more upbeat music going on, depending on the day. Sometimes we do, you know, if I'm there, we do some throwbacks, you know, 90s and 2000s hits. And, you know, us as the team, the stylists, we're always having a good time with that. Upstairs is definitely a more serene environment. Again, it is what we like to, what we consider ourselves a family. So it's a place where clients will come, and there's lots of there's some chatter and conversation going on in our nail area. Always there's a lot of laughter. So you know, it's not necessarily the type of place where it's going to be quiet as you know. You can hear a pin drop. You know, there's always talking and laughter going on. But we do have the spa music going on upstairs. Certainly in our back treatment rooms, it is silent back there. But we do, you know, we do some of the aromatherapy. It's just, you know, all about pampering.
And now you mentioned that this procedure cupping that we're doing on our face now instead of on our backs is one of the new hot trends that's out. So that makes me nervous because I've seen what it can do to your body. Now, why are we doing this to the face and what are the results that we're seeing?
Yes. So the biggest thing, again, it's a gliding cupping. So it's actually a serum is on the face before they're going to put the cupping device on. Biggest point is really lymphatic drainage, things like that. It's really going to bring, I call it a good puffiness, like a glow. It's going to plump up the skin a little bit. It is intended to be used as a series to help kind of get rid of some fine lines and wrinkles because it's constantly bringing, you know, causing the body to reproduce more collagen as well. It's something that is used, goes hand in hand with our microdermabrasion machine, which microdermabrasion essentially is like an extensive exfoliation of the skin. So the machine will do a cupping alongside of the microdermabrasion, kind of the two of them combined. It's a wonderful feeling. Your skin feels like a baby's butt when you leave.
And when you leave, it's ready to go, or does it have a healing phase
so
that has to go through?
There's nothing nothing necessarily that has to heal. There's definitely a little bit of a red glow. Some with more sensitive skin will have a little bit more of a pink look to it than others. It is though the microdermabrasion is abrasive, so it is lightly removing you know, the dead skin cells. So it's something you don't want to go right into the sun or go to the beach right before or right after. But it is something if you're doing as a series that is just really healthy and helpful for you know, younger and fresh looking skin.
So for those that don't know about microdermabrasion, because I was recently introduced to all of this a couple of years ago, and I mean, all of this can be very overwhelming.
Yes.
So somebody that's just coming into your salon for the first time and wants to start getting into a more formalized skincare routine, body care routine, can you talk to them about, you know, how to go about doing all of this and how you can help them?
Absolutely. So, biggest thing that I'll recommend to anyone, whether it's their first facial, their 50th facial, but maybe their first facial at Panache, is to come in. I recommend our European facial. It's a one-hour facial. We do also offer a 30-minute, but to really kind of dive into it, we really want the time to spend. Our one-hour European facial, I like to say it's fully customized. You know, all of our facials are customized to your skin. Not everybody, you know, we're not going to use the same cream, the same cleanser, the same, you know, mask or peel on everybody, because everyone really does have certainly different skin types, but they also have different results that they're looking to receive. So if you come in for our one-hour European facial, our esthetician will do a very thorough consultation. They'll take a look at your skin. They'll analyze what your situation, whether you have dryness, some oiliness, you know, if you've got blackheads or things that you're really looking to focus on, and customize, like I said, the cleanser and everything. And then microdermabrasion is something that's not always for every. Some people could not be a candidate for microdermabrasion if you have rosacea or something like that. And that's something that we do really stand by with our education, is our staff and our professionals know what's going to be the best thing for your skin. So they're not going to, you know, try to recommend something that could potentially, you know, cause a flare up or anything. You know, we're going to try to get those results for you that you're looking for. It's not always something that can be achieved in 1 hour. in the initial facial. So getting on a regimen and the at-home care with some of our products. Our skincare line we do carry is called DermaMed, which goes hand-in-hand with our DermaGlow Facial. It's actually the company that created the DermaGlow Facial. They're located in Pennsylvania. They come out to us. They do extensive training. They are who brought us. They also created our microdermabrasion machine. They do all of our education as well, down to knowing, the best vitamins and nutrients for the skin. The owner of the one of the CEOs of the company actually has a background in nutrition as well. So it's really about kind of treating your skin from the inside out to create the best look with the help of facials, and whether it be the DermaGlow cupping or the microdermabrasion or a specific peel or, a silicone mask add-on to add hydration. Things like that are really going to, again, be different for every person. But everyone, you'll get the results that you're looking for.
And then, so another part of the spa would be your massage mm-hmm. aspect. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Why would somebody come in and get a massage? What benefits does it provide? And what makes Panache and their services different from anyone else?
Yeah. So, again, I like to just – all of our spa services are customized to you. If you come in and, I've got some pain going on in my back right now. I've been waiting on, to get in on that schedule with some of our girls. They're very busy, which is a wonderful thing. It just really, whether, again, similarly to the facials, if you're looking to just relax, we can pamper you to the extreme. If you're looking to really get into some knots where, in my mind, I like to call it that, like, kind of a good painful massage where it's like you feel like you've hurt going in, and it kind of hurts when they're working on those knots, but you come out feeling like a little, like a wet noodle. You're just all soft and, it feels so much better. It's a relief. We do offer anything from 30-minute deep tissue, 30-minute regular massage. We offer deep tissue and full body within the hour. We offer 90 minutes. We offer prenatal. And again, the benefit is we do we like to see the same staff repeatedly. So if you come in and, you're really focusing on one area with one of our massage therapists, she may recommend you to come back in 2 or 3 weeks, and she'll really pay attention. We do take detailed notes, and we store them in our computer system to be sure that we're following up and hoping, similarly with the skincare, to kind of get you to a better place. Or if you're just here to relax, we will do everything we can to make sure you're pampered, get you a glass of water, cup of tea, and just kind of make your day a relaxing one.
That's wonderful. And that being said, I've been to you guys to get my hair done before, mm-hmm. and you are very honest in a good way. Is I'll go in there, and I have naturally red hair, and I've told my stylist that I want to go blonde today, and she says no.
Yes, that's a big thing that we want the best for our clients, whether they always like it or not. Is like you just said, it's certainly obviously you would love to be platinum blonde by today, and maybe in 45 minutes as well on your lunch break. That would be the dream scenario. But as the professionals, that's where we come in, and our education and our extensive education has to come in. And we have to be comfortable letting a client know, let's sit down, let's figure out how we can get you there. It may take so many visits, it may take so many hours of different processes in the hair color, to lighten the hair. And we'll be upfront with you, certainly with the cost as well. That is a process that seems a lot easier. And, in television, the world of television, you see a famous person go from, the darkest black hair one day, and then she's platinum blonde the next. And, you don't realize, it probably took 14.
It's a wig.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, most likely it's a wig or the extensions or it did take, it was a 14-hour process with treatments and heavy conditioning treatments and products and home care all really kind of comes into play there. So we like to let our guests know what they're kind of getting themselves into. It's not just an easy process. And, we would never take advantage of somebody and be like, yeah, let's just give it a shot if there is a chance that it could be harmful to your hair. Because in the end, the integrity of your hair is what we're looking to preserve.
And I think that relates to the integrity of your company and your staff directly.
Thank you.
Being able to vocalize that and articulate that to your clients in a way that comes off as positive. Because it's not always what your clients want to hear. And yes, I'm sure, you hear that your client is always right. But in your case, that's not necessarily always true because it can provide long-term damage and effects that just don't need to be
Yeah, we want to, you know, we want to keep your hair in one piece and keep it as healthy as we can. So it's something that, you know, we do pride ourselves on. We won't just dive in there and do what may not be healthy. And we give you maybe some other options of what we can do in the in-between to kind of get you to where your goal look is.
So we have about 3 minutes left tonight, and is there anything specific that you wanted to share that we haven't touched on? Maybe revisit, you know, your full service lineup and provide your contact information again?
I would say to anyone listening, we look forward to pampering you. You know, we've been in business for 37 years, and it's a long time, but it's something we're passionate about in the community. We're passionate about kind of exceeding people's expectations, and it's something that we enjoy it. It's a fun place. Again, I'm a little biased there, but it's a fun place to come to work every day. And you know, I do get a lot of really positive feedback from our guests that, you know, it does become their second home. And yes, we're doing their hair, we're doing their nails, or performing their facials and massages, but we become family to them, people that they can open up to and talk to and look to. And if people are going through something kind of a tough time in their personal lives, they come in and, you know, we put a smile on their face, and that's our goal every day. So we would love to kind of pamper everyone, and we look forward to meeting you.
Well, thank you again, Danny. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you could be here. It was a pleasure learning more about you and your business. And a big thanks also to Chris Bianca and Michelle Hurley for the behind-the-scenes help on bringing this show to air, and to all of you for listening. If you are craving more of Curate, visit us on Facebook at Devin B. LeCompte for more from this episode and for future episodes. If you have an idea or would like to participate in Curate, please contact us at dlecompte, dlecompte at klsir.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 campaign hopeful Joe Biden holds his first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. It's well past time. It's time to start rewarding work over wealth. Just the first step is reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks from the tax code.
Police and federal agents have charged 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo with providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Domingo was planning a terror attack in California.
At times, Mr. Domingo said that he wanted to kill Jews as they walked to synagogue. At other times, he said he wanted to kill and target police officers.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The hottest weather to date in parts of the country will continue today through the rest of the week. Joel Lundberg with AccuWeather on where you can expect the heat and humidity across the United States.
Most of the warmth is going to be centered across the deep south and into the southeast. A lot of places will be well up into the 80s from really the lower Mississippi Valley over into Georgia and parts of South Carolina. And that's going to expand over the next couple of days to include much of the Tennessee Valley and up into the state of Virginia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying Monday on the Hill's Newsmaker series he has confidence in
1985 is retiring for personal reasons.
We're certainly sorry to see him go, but we're fully confident that we have terrific, qualified, experienced people who will take this on and continue our maximum pressure campaign.
She added, after working in any one place for 34 years, I imagine you're ready to move on to your next chapter.
The body of evangelist Billy Graham to lie in honor today at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. And this is USA Radio News.